I love a good practical joke. You know, this whole thing started when my crazy buddy Melvin hooked a smoke bomb to my car. Bluey. Boy, I love a good practical joke. So after I pick up the hood of the car and throw it in the trunk, I whip over to the post office to drop off the package for Melvin. Boy, what a package. Took me 3 hours to get the Excelsior wadded in just right so you wouldn't know there was a live cobra inside. Boy, was he surprised. I love a good practical joke. Next day, I hear from Melvin with a bang. I guess he was pretty sore about that snake because in the middle of the night, he paints out the white line on the road that goes past my house. And he paints another one right up my driveway through the living room and pow! I hear this big noise and there's this diesel truck roaring through my backyard wearing my bathtub for a radiator cap. I love a good practical joke. And you know Melvin's nuts about golf. So I sneak over to where he plays and I grab his golf bag out of the locker. Get this, I cut holes in all the balls and I hollow them out and I fill them up with nitroglycerin, boy. What a drive, pow! All of a sudden, from hole 1 to 18, one big sand trap. But I didn't stay one up on old Melvin Long, boy. Oh, what a mad cat he is. He gets this lion out of the zoo, and he shaves off all the mane, and he chains it up out and back to Rover's house. Lucky I caught the gag before the lion caught me. Too bad about the mailman, though. I love a good practical joke. You know, Melvin uses an electric razor, and here I am hooking high-tension wires from the third rail on the train tracks that run by where he lives. When he comes home to shave with 6,000 volts. Boy, will he be burning. Hey, what's that green smoky stuff coming in under the door? Poison gas. Man, that Melvin's done it again. Matt, I love a good practical joke. Yeah.